Dave, and Darren.
Hello, everybody.
Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Here we are. Thanks for downloading, subscribing. And a special thanks to everybody who's taken the time to leave a review for the show. If this is your first time listening, I don't know what to explain. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you're in for. Generally, what we do is we run over some of the things that are going on in the world. There's a lot of things. We enumerate them thusly. We're about to give you the top five. But there's so much more. And an abrupt end to the show open.
And we don't do it in an alphabetical order.
No. Although we should. Play the show open again. I need to fade out. I need it to just kind of gently go away. Thank you. It was too abrupt. Can't have that. We really got to start rehearsing.
Mood is wrong.
Really got to start rehearsing these things. How is it you and I have never done a rehearsal?
When do you want to do that?
Did we do like a rehearsal?
No.
The day before we launched?
No. A rehearsal?
Did we?
What are you?
So when we did our very first podcast, which you would have access to if you were a patron.
I thought you meant our first radio show.
No.
Well,
it would have been a good idea to rehearse that too.
We didn't practice, but we were trying to get the equipment to work.
My memory of it is that we figured out how everything worked about 30 seconds before we were supposed to go live.
That's right.
Okay. So that's your memory as well. I don't have some sort of
we didn't have everything we needed.
No. We thought, well, because we bought two USB microphones
that we never
that
used.
Were like $150 a piece. And then we found out after spending an hour talking into them.
You can only plug one in.
Only one at a time works. Yeah, you're supposed to share a microphone, which doesn't work for us because what am I going to sit in Darren's lap?
That's a touchy too much.
We will hear the touchy at some point. Will it be on today's show? Why don't you stay tuned? We are just days away from...
What are you, a cop?
A Super Bowl. Super Bowl, is it 54?
Yes.
Does that sound right? A couple of different lists out there, maps of what people are going to be enjoying for snacks for the Super Bowl. And there's two competing studies. I think one makes a little bit more sense than the other, but then it's also very confusing.
What are you doing for the Super Bowl? Just staying close to home?
We'll just be watching it here.
Yeah.
I mean, do people go out to Super Bowl parties? If it's not a team that you root for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone on the Quad Cities Reddit page was wondering, like, where are the good Super Bowl parties?
Well, and the game starts, like, at 11 o'clock at night, too.
Well, there's that, too.
And the pregame shows?
Mm-hmm. Just started.
They've already started.
No, we'll have it on here just, you know, casually watching it in and out. I don't feel the need to party for it.
I want the red team to win.
They're both red. A study of what...
Where did all the blue teams go?
What people will be eating for the Super Bowl. America's Super Bowl recipes. And then I have a list of America's Super Bowl snacks. So the top snack in Illinois for the Super Bowl maybe this year.
Legal weed. And in Iowa, it's just a can of creamed corn that you heat up. And here are some chips.
Well, you're kind of close. The NFL, okay, Super Bowl, Iowa, we're the only state where this is the top snack for the Super Bowl. In Iowa, according to this study...
Pigs in a blanket.
That's a really good one. Pigs in a blanket is popular,
I wonder how accurate these things are, because who is going to check in to see if they're not?
This is a bid on equipment online marketplace gathered up Google stats. So they took a look at what people are looking for, what recipes they're looking for on Google, and then they were able to determine, okay, this is what people are looking up the most for the Super Bowl.
In doing so, they found some weird, dangerous stuff.
Cocktail weenies are big in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. But in Iowa, it says here, and we're the only state that has this as our top Super Bowl snack, Irish stew. How is that a Super Bowl snack? Irish stew? What? Illinois, the recipe that is the most Googled, the most looked for, is seven-layer dip. Now, that would make sense for a Super Bowl party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some Dinty Moore, I suppose.
Irish stew?
Is that with mutton?
There are a host of states that where buffalo chicken dip is the number one snack, sure. And I think that's the number one snack everywhere, right? Looking here, South Dakota, it's cocktail meatballs. Everyone does cocktail weenies, but in South Dakota, for some reason, they do cocktail meatballs, which is a great Super Bowl recipe. I'm not looking down my nose at it. But hot cheese dip, loaded potato skins, seven-layer dip, very popular. Maine, and in the Northeast, I'm looking at like Vermont and New Hampshire, garlic parmesan wings is your number one Super Bowl snack.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I'll be snacking during the Super Bowl.
Really?
No.
That's very unlike you.
It is?
I think you're a man who enjoys a snack.
When all is said and done.
What do you mean?
When it's all over.
During the game, you won't have a little something to eat?
No.
So you're not going to a Super Bowl party either?
No.
You'll just be watching it?
Yes.
You won't be enjoying anything?
With the sound down.
Have a couple beers?
Probably more than a couple.
As confounding as this study is...
I don't lie to my doctor.
There's
that's not true. I like to mask the results.
I'm looking here at other recipes. This is a different study that was done by the people at Google Trends. Super Bowl recipes. Well,
these aren't even really recipes. These are just things you heat up. There's not a recipe for cocktail meatballs or cocktail weenies.
America's Super Bowl recipes. Now, this is a different study. Again, using Google Analytics, the top snack in Illinois is a Philly cheesesteak for the Super Bowl. A Philly cheesesteak.
That doesn't sound like a snack. That sounds like a meal.
I would point you out to this. Philly cheesesteak is not number one in Pennsylvania. There it's chili.
Well, you gotta love the Dutch.
Chili is big in New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Missouri. Other things here. Texas, of course, chili. Iowa, on this one, the top recipe for the Super Bowl is Stromboli. What a crazy ethnic curveball
mix
this state
we are.
Is. So yeah, you know, it's a Super Bowl here in Iowa, and I sit down with my stromboli and my Irish stew.
Oh, the Irish, they love their mothers. So do the Italians.
What is stromboli?
Yeah,
it's some sort of pasta dish, I'm assuming, right?
No, stromboli is more like a
bread?
Like a long calzone.
So it's a calzone.
Yeah, more along those lines.
Do you know anyone in the state of Iowa?
I'll be more than happy to eat one after the game.
Potatoes are big. Although, in Montana, the top recipe is bacon shrimp. I don't hate that idea.
No.
Then things get very weird in the Dakotas.
Well, things are very weird in the Dakotas.
Explain this to me. Colorado.
Loves the Kohlrabi.
Or is this... That's not Colorado.
Weed.
In North Dakota, pizza sauce. And in South Dakota...
Just pizza sauce.
Marinara sauce. Which is like, that's just a dip, right? How is that?
Well,
what are you doing?
They're essentially the same thing.
And in Wyoming, it's just ground beef. Ground beef's not a recipe.
Raw.
That's an ingredient.
Yeah, raw ground beef.
Yeah, we're having steak tartare.
Mm-hmm.
Just roll it up and just scoop it up right out of the.
Tell your neighbors you're having steak tartare.
And let the neighbors know you don't believe in cooking the steak. Well, no matter how you enjoy the Super Bowl, if you're having stromboli or Irish stew, enjoy. That seems like a lot of work.
Well, you might be purchasing the stromboli from somebody.
Can you get like a frozen stromboli? Or,
sure.
Or
do you
order out?
Or you could order out, either way.
Where would you get in this town a stromboli?
A pizza place.
Really?
Yeah.
Never seen it on the menu. Of course, I don't...
I bet you could probably get one at, whatchamacallit? Could you get one at Huckleberry's?
Maybe. Okay.
Calzones and more.
So a calzone place.
Yeah.
Like pizza and subs and...
Sure.
And
or an Italian, maybe Italian restaurant.
They would have stromboli.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Next time you take the boy to the Olive Garden.
Well, we're going there tonight.
See if they've got stromboli.
He gets to pick where he wants to go tonight.
And he's taking the OG?
Yeah.
That's so Gucci.
I understand we're going to Olive Garden. He goes, of course we are. Like, why are you questioning? Why are you questioning this?
Why are we wasting our breaths on this?
Would you shut up?
Just...
Dummy.
You know what? You wait in the car.
This is a meal for me and Mom. You sit and keep the car warm.
We'll bring you something.
You want to do the top five things?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections. If you are buying or selling a home or thinking of doing that, it would pay to be informed and it would pay to listen to what I have to say. Call John and Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to the website, which is inspectwithsense.com. For more information, you can also book online there. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision or help you get pre-sale or for sale by owner ready. Don't let someone else tell you or choose your house inspector. You do it. Pick Sense Inspections. They offer independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Visit inspectwithsense.com for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. Again, the phone number is 563-265-5111, or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And don't forget to mention Nacho Radio. Now, if you would like to reach out to the podcast, and we hope you will, use the text line 470-23-NACHO. It's brought to you by Factory of Fear, and they're presenting Love is Blind, but don't blink because it's one weekend only. Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th from 7 till 10. Admission is just $20. VIP is $25. Tickets are available in advance at factoryoffear.com.
We have a text on the Factory of Fear text line, 470-23-NACHO. This is from a listener in the 309 who's calling himself Toboggan.
Yes.
Toboggan
I've seen Toboggan.
Toboggan here. We were talking on a previous podcast, maybe it was the last one, about going ice skating. My neighbor has put a rink up in his backyard.
Or not going ice skating.
Is that something we as adults should try and do? It says, Toboggan here. I would advise against ice skating as an adult.
Yeah.
I worked at the ice rink down by the ballpark for 5 years.
Yeah.
And multiple times, older people had fallen badly, and we had to call in the paramedics to come tend to them and pick them up.
Paramedics to start their hearts.
With Darren being slip and falling prone,
yeah,
and Dave not being able to ride a child's scooter without eating it, I wouldn't even attempt it. Thank you, Toboggan. Your warning got a little personal towards the end, and I appreciate
that. But was very accurate.
You're dead on.
Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a unique way. Love is blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers.
Probably 20. No one goes to the movies anymore.
What is Valentine's Day fall on this year?
It's the 14th.
No, I know the 14th, but what day? Is it a weekend?
That's a fair question. It's on a Friday this
year. Well, see, there could be 200 strangers then. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for more information. And, you can go to the website, again, which is factoryoffear.com. Don't worry, they're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Love is Blind, Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th from 7 till 10. And then coming soon, Factory of Fear's Easter Mayhem.
That's
Factory
kind
of Fear, where fear is made.
You take a date to the Factory of Fear, and she's going to be like, wow, this is a fun guy.
Yeah.
Who likes to do different things.
With a lot of grab ass.
And that might have been the zombies or him. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of grabbing going on. And I'll tell you what,
Hang on tight just to keep from getting thrown to the wolves.
Don't worry, there'll be plenty to hang on to. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport.
Can we talk more about that after we do number one?
The
You're in a run here, but I feel like I want to get on with the show. Can we talk about Capriati's after we do the first one?
Sure.
Can we do a little do number one and then do Capriati's?
Yes.
I want to get on with the show, Darren.
Okay.
I'm excited to talk about Capriati's, but first,
number one. One.
Number one. Very excited about this next story.
You can't wait.
I can't. People for the Ethical Treatment of for Animals.
Yes.
They're in the news again. They're demanding that the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, be replaced with a robot.
I don't hate it.
They would like artificial intelligence.
Is it more accurate?
Well, here's the thing about that groundhog, and I hate to ruin the holiday for everybody, but it doesn't really talk.
Well, yeah, he never makes the call.
No. No, Pete is saying it's time we stop the arcane tradition of waiting for a groundhog to see its shadow because you're putting unnecessary stress on the animal. They would like it just to be a robot that pops out of the ground.
As far as I'm concerned, it could be a Nerf football. I don't... it doesn't matter to me. You don't even have to dress it up as a ground, you know, as a groundhog. It can just look like a Nerf football.
By the way, groundhog is something that I'll be having for the Super Bowl. That's going to be my recipe.
We call it ground pork.
We hate you, Amazing Larry. PETA says here, a gentle, vulnerable...
Well, he hit the hedgehog right in front of the kids. I mean, the thing was stuck up in his wheel well. And they, all the little kindergartners, they saw it.
Times change, they say. Traditions evolve. It's long overdue for Phil to be retired. They want Phil to be replaced with a cutting-edge animatronic groundhog that could be programmed to actually predict the weather using artificial intelligence.
And speak. I like it.
That would be kind of cool. There was some sort of Jim Henson Disney Imagineer groundhog that actually came up.
Six more weeks of winter.
Well, don't talk like a robot.
I want to talk like a robot.
Oh, I want to be a groundhog robot.
Maybe that can be the voice. You can be. That's the
Sweet
voice.
Sweet Eileen is
that's,
the voice.
That's
of
the voice of the robot groundhog.
Oh, hi everybody! Welcome.
Six more weeks.
Well, before I get into the weather, I wanted to tell you about what Hellboy and Cross have been up to. That would be interesting.
Yeah,
far more interesting than some weirdo pulling a rat out of a box and pretending it can talk to him.
In a top hat.
Do they put a top hat on the groundhog?
No, they just wear top hats.
Today's young people are born into a world of terabytes, and to them, watching a nocturnal rodent being pulled from a fake hole isn't even worthy of a text message. I mean...
They're just not going to care.
This isn't going to
change
anything.
Some traditions, I'm afraid, are just going to have to die and go by the wayside. They always do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are plenty of traditions that don't exist anymore, I suppose.
Well, anyway, before I get into the weather, I'll tell you a story about the time I got arrested for smuggling drugs, and I said, feed the dogs. Are you going to tell us about the winter? Well, I'll get to that. Hang on now.
Yeah, that was the cue. Feed the dog. The drugs were in the dog food. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheese steak, but so much more than that, including their homemade roast beef, their secret recipe, slow roasted and hand-pulled to perfection. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. Make sure you turn whatever your favorite Capriati sandwich is into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I have to assume, and here's hoping, in time for the big game, because I don't know that we're allowed to say Super Bowl.
Come after me, NFL.
Yeah. Come after me, bro.
Bro.
He should have his gift card. Our winner should have their gift card.
Who do you think is going to win this game?
I've got money. I've got money on the Chiefs.
Okay.
And I'm just doing that. I'm just going with my heart, which I know is not the right thing to do.
Uh-huh.
But it maybe is, because when I try to use my head, there's not much going on up there. That's not a good bet either.
Very honest of you. Yeah. I have yet to make a wager with the sports book being open. I think I kind of have to at this point.
I'm 2 for 2, or I'm 2 for 4.
Right.
So I've lost a little bit.
Well, that's
I've lost $20.
But you haven't lost at all.
No, I'm not going to bet at all.
Two.
Let it ride.
Let it ride. Let how much ride? All of it.
Wipe it out. All of it.
My 55th birthday has come and gone. I took everything out of that Roth IRA. You mean Philip Roth IRA?
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Two.
No, don't bet at all.
Postal workers in the news, and not for good reasons. Jason De La Cruz is pleading guilty to delay of mail by a postal employee. He'll be sentenced on February 12th. This was a United States postal worker who bought and was renting out a public storage unit, right?
You know, just those... to put your stuff? So he was really doing like the Newman thing, huh?
He was taking the mail and putting it in a storage unit. He was a mail carrier in Chesapeake, Virginia.
I can't do all of this.
He said he, quote, felt pressured to deliver the mail.
But wait a minute. What difference would it make? I mean, if you're going to do the route every day.
Yeah.
What difference is it make as to how much you put in someone's mailbox, whether it be one letter or or 10?
Yeah, I don't think.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
He was paying 49.
He was just skipping people.
He was paying $49 a month for this public storage unit for the sole purpose of storing mail he could not deliver.
That $49, best money I ever spent for my sanity.
Started hiding mail in November or December of 2018 and rented the storage unit until February of 2019. He said he put mail he was unable to deliver in the unit from that time up until he got discovered in May of 2019.
That would be, do they still have the show? What's the one where they buy the storage units?
Oh, like Treasure Hunters or some damn thing.
What's Garage Wars or something?
Yeah,
or?
Garage something. Let us know on the text line.
Probably
what are we, Storage Hunters? Or
wouldn't be worth bidding on that, I
storage
suppose.
Storage Wars? Is it Storage Wars?
Something like that.
You said Storage Wars. Did you say Garage Wars?
Garage Wars.
It's one of those.
Garage things. Girls. That's a different movie. That's a different movie.
I want to be a storage unit. Anyway, he says his plan was to deliver them.
I hope people don't hate that because
it's one of
because
my favorites.
I love it. There's not a lot that cracks me up, but that does.
Well, here's the thing. It was
that cracks me up.
It's a gift she gave us.
Yes, a gift.
And you guys have been with us for long enough to know. There is no joke we will not ride into the ground.
Oh, no.
I don't feel like we're there yet.
No, I don't either. I mean, we had given it a little bit of a break for a while. And maybe it's, you know.
What did you say on the last podcast? I wish my daddy was a devil.
No, it was, I want to be a satanic pregnancy. I want to be Rosemary's baby.
This guy says that he had every intention to deliver the mail. He just fell behind and was never able to get around to it.
That doesn't sound right.
In his defense, he says, I never destroyed any of the mail. So, you can't do that, obviously. Agents from the United States Postal Service found almost 5,000 pieces of mail in this storage unit. 97 pieces of first-class mail, including letters from the Department of Motor Vehicles, notices from the IRS, insurance companies, bank statements,
yeah,
other tax
yeah,
return documents,
sure, right.
Magazines, and other publications.
Some mail is important.
Well, yes. The bulk of the mail, though, was advertisements.
I saw an important piece of mail of mine the other day on the ground.
Mm.
I mean, I get enough crap mail
mm-hmm.
that I rarely get stuff that's important.
Mm-hmm.
This is what falls on the ground.
The one thing that
the one thing that I really kind of need.
Yeah. No, that's not great. Well, anyway, this guy's looking potentially at some prison time.
I imagine so.
If you just threw away the junk mail.
Don't worry, I'll write to you.
If you help me out here. If you see it's a letter that somebody wrote to somebody else, you know that they're going to be expecting that.
Well, not necessarily, but they would want it.
Okay, but
I'm going to save you from the junk mail. You're still going to get in trouble.
You can't throw away the junk mail, but at least if you threw away the junk mail,
I was a crusader.
Yeah, I'm Robin Hood. I'm some sort of postal Robin Hood. I just throw away the junk mail.
Listen, if my intent was for the good of the public interest, then I don't see how you can do this to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to defend this idiot postal worker is Alan Dershowitz.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. It's Valentine's Day Central at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have selected 3 amazing Valentine deals starting at just $99, and each With each purchase, you're going to receive free Lagomasino chocolates. It's one-stop shopping. Make it nice and simple. Check out all the ways that you can make your Valentine's Day full of sparkle and romance without busting your budget. Come in and see how easy it can be at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the Wow Factor. Again, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 3, and Saturday from 10 till 5:30, and then on Saturday they're open for 5 hours from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America, and now you can get it grilled. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food, and of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're making your purchase, and you'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Number three.
Everyone's chiming in here on the text line. Storage Wars is the name of the show.
That we were struggling
to come up with. Yeah, but I wasn't sure of it. I was just throwing out words. I wasn't positive that was the name of the show.
Well, I haven't seen it in a while. I didn't know if it was still on the air.
Well, I mean, that whole thing is...
I just can't imagine people bidding for other people's mail.
That would be a bit of a disappointment. If you,
is worth anything, because even the stuff that are like, even if it's a check, it's not written to me.
Yeah, right. You can't just help yourself.
No, and say, I'm that person. I'm going to cash this.
Right. What you've won is the ability to commit a federal offense.
Right.
How about this? We go for number three to Wilson.
You want some of this mail? Yep.
Wilson County, Tennessee, where a man, Spencer Boston...
That's a good name.
Spencer Boston?
Hello, I'm Spencer Boston.
Was Spencer for Hire?
That was a thing.
Was that in Boston?
Yes.
So
yes,
I wonder,
it was.
I wonder if that's...
Yeah, that did take place in Boston.
And didn't he have a partner that was like called the Hawk? Am I way off on that?
The Sparrow.
Didn't Spencer Fire have a buddy named the Hawk? Didn't they like give him his own
I
show?
Didn't spend a lot of time with it. I don't know.
No? Robert
Maybe.
Urich, right?
Yeah.
So he was Dan Tana in
I
Vegas.
I was flipping around the other day and I saw some Dan Tana.
Yeah, they had a Vegas marathon on the other
he
day.
He had like maybe a few hours to live. And I'm gonna go find the person who did this to me.
He got poisoned a lot on
yeah,
that
show.
Yeah,
he got poisoned a ton.
You had Dan Tana, and then I believe Matt Houston was a private detective who worked
yes.
in Houston.
There was Dan August. That was an early, wasn't that?
He only worked 1 month a year. That was his gimmick.
Yeah, but he gave 110%.
Busting my ass until September 1st, I can promise you that.
I give 30% 30 days of the year. So it doesn't really amount to much. I'm Dan August. That was an early Burt Reynolds vehicle, right?
Dan August, that sounds right. Spencer for Hire.
And then Bob Urich.
Yeah.
He was on Soap, but they killed him off right away.
You know, he was...
He was only like on a couple episodes.
You know what else he was? He was Captain Steubing.
He was?
They did a reboot of The Love Boat.
Oh.
And Bobby Urich was like the captain.
Okay.
Did they make him Captain Steubing, or did they make him something else? Maybe they
Is
didn't
it wrong
him...
that I always thought that Chuck Woolery was a poor man's Bob Urich?
Oh, I'll tell you who I fell in love with the other night. I was watching Match Game 75.
Uh-huh.
They had Chuck Woolery's first wife on.
Oh, yeah?
Her name's like Suzanne Paflag or something. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some actress in the 70s. She was Chuck Woolery's first wife.
Yeah.
She's on Match Game. She's clearly...
It's not called Paflag.
What's her name?
There's Fanny Flag, and then there's like...
It's like Patuff or something.
Yeah, it's a PH.
Yeah,
that's... It's a PF.
PF is how yes. her name starts, which seems, you know, silly.
It's not Suzanne Paflag.
She's clearly not wearing a bra.
Nice!
And it's all Burt Conway and Richard Dawson want to talk about.
I don't doubt it.
And then there's this. They're doing the super match, right?
Uh-huh.
So the match game, you've won the match game. Now you go on to the super match where you pick three celebrities, and if you're on the same wavelength, you can win up to $500.
You pick three celebrities?
Yeah, for the super match.
But you don't pick just one?
Well, you have three celebrities give you what they think the match is, and then you pick one.
You pick one.
Right.
Okay.
So So this gal goes with Gary Berghoff.
Yeah.
Berghoff?
Yeah, that's right.
Wizard Hand Radar O'Reilly?
That sounds like it would be like a meal. That would be a dish that you would have.
Super Bowl.
I'll have the steak Berghoff, please.
Can I have the Gary Berghoff, please? Make sure its hand is a little wrinkled like I like it. So it's Bo blank. Bo blank.
Well, wouldn't do you any good to say Jackson in 1975.
Good call. Gary Berghoff comes up with bow and arrow.
Yes, bow tie.
That was what Betty White said. Betty White said bow tie.
Bo Brummels.
Okay, good ones. These are all good ones. Then it's Richard Dawson's turn.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, okay, bow blank. And Richard Dawson goes, bow winkle.
Bow winkle?
He thinks the moose is named Bow Winkle. The crowd is like, what are you talking? Like, the crowd
is getting
upset.
She didn't pick that one.
No, she went with Betty White and got the $500.
It was bow tie.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. But, yeah, Richard Dawson thinks Bow Winkle is the name of the cartoon.
Well, is it a thing where...
It's not. I looked it up.
Wait, now let me ask you about the rules of the game.
Yeah.
So they don't write it down. They just have to come up with it because they have to have three. She has to have three options.
Three to choose from. And then if you get if you pick the third place one, you get like $50. If you pick the second place one, you get $100. Or I think it's 100, 250, and 500.
Okay.
So if you get the most popular one.
Right. And that's what she did get.
That's what she got because she went with Betty White.
But they didn't. Bo Winkle was not any of the.
Right. Exactly. The spinoff of Spencer for Hire, I'm being told here.
Was called The Hawk?
Was a TV show called A Man Called Hawk. So,
well, you got it right.
And that lasted longer than the radio station called Hawk. So, I mean, that was something people were actually interested in. Spencer Boston is how we got off on this tangent.
Spencer Boston.
He's in court this week facing a simple marijuana possession charge. He's standing there in front of Judge Haywood Berry. And he's explaining to the judge why he believes weed should be legalized in the state of Tennessee. And to really drive the point home, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to light one up right now.
That's exactly what he did. He reaches into his jacket and sparks up a doobie right in front of the judge. Takes a couple of quick inhales before the security personnel realized what was going on. He was escorted then out of the courtroom. Can you imagine that? I know I'm not going to be able to finish this, Jay. But
no.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now I got to go.
I'm pretty high now, though.
Yeah,
I'm
the Wilson County Sheriff's Office said he was charged with disorderly conduct and simple possession of marijuana. Also held in contempt of court for his actions. So he's doing 10 days in jail for the contempt charge. And then after that's done, he can post a $3,000 bond.
Ooh.
His next court appearance will be in mid-April. But yeah, that's... Look, man, he's a man of convictions and just got convicted. So there's that.
Willing to volunteer.
Four.
I feel so passionately about weed that I'm just going to spark one up here, Your Honor.
I think
if it please the court.
I think it'd be the best law ever.
Hey, when you're watching the Super Bowl, you want to keep an eye out for a particular score if you want free pizza. Now, don't get too excited because it's DiGiorno pizza.
Yeah, right.
But hey, free pizza. Still free pizza.
I like DiGiorno, okay.
DiGiorno is doing a gimmick where they will give away 1,500 pizzas on Sunday if the score becomes 3-14 or 14-3. This is something they're doing to honor Pi Day. Pi is 3.14.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's numbers after that. I only know those three. So on March 14th, you'll be able to get a free pizza if at some point in the game the score is 14-3 or 3-14, depending on.
Well, it's the same thing.
It is. Depends on who you root for, I suppose. Yeah. So yeah, if the score is ever 14-3 at some point in the game.
What do you do at that point?
You're supposed to run to the internet and go get your coupon because they're only doing 1,500.
Yeah. Same way that... Guns and Pepsi, what was it, Dr. Pepper owed us all a free Dr. Pepper with the release of Chinese Democracy.
How did they get away with that?
I don't know.
Finally.
Five.
Number five.
Casket Company coming up with what they call glitter coffins. The glitter coffin is for someone who loved disco music.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, I mean, I got to imagine everyone that was all into that disco phase. We're losing them at a pretty good clip these days, right?
Sure.
The people who really enjoyed the discotheques. Yeah.
Disco stew.
People who loved the nightlife and the boogie.
Yeah.
On the disco round. Disco stew meet Irish stew.
There'll be no more, more, more.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Yeah, this casket company is for people that love disco. They have it's a casket with bespoke glitter and crystal coffin caskets.
Get a good look at it, folks. This is the last you're going to see it.
Caskets available in lilac and rose gold with the shimmering mirror ball. Do they
have new
ball.
Car scent in a casket? They have to.
What? Is that something
you can get that, can't you?
Is that something you pay extra for?
Oh, I would think you'd probably pay extra. But if you're like just
stick a stick
if you're
up
just
in
like
there.
Maybe you're a car dealer mm-hmm. or you just love cars. You yeah. want your casket to have the new car scent.
That would be quite a thing. I don't know that that's a thing.
I'm
but
sure
I,
it is.
I have everything, a shop for
everything's
a casket.
Everything's a thing.
Right. Right.
Hot sushi? Mm-hmm. You got it.
Is that a thing?
Sure. Everything's a thing.
Hot sushi?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's a thing, believe me.
You just came up with it, but you're sure it's a thing?
I know it's a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
So
just like the new car scent, the casket is a thing.
It's a good place for a stick-up. Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. The podcast has originated, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Again, coming very, very soon, the Impossible Cheesesteak. So keep your eyes open for that. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. And remember, anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Mention Nacho Radio, you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. At Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Let me ask you this, because you're usually very good at this game. It's Gene Hackman's birthday today.
Yes.
How old do you think...
Happy birthday!
How old do you think Gene Hackman is?
I would say that he was born... 1930, so 90.
He's exactly 90.
Oh, man.
Look at you. You're amazing at this
game. I figured he had to be a tiny bit old, a little bit older than my parents.
Really?
What was the last thing Gene Hackman was in?
Oh, it's been a while. He's retired from movies. A mutual friend of ours was telling a story. She's in Arizona, and...
She met Gene Hackman?
No, but...
Now, Gene Hackman, he did show up on an episode of... in the Food Network one time.
What?
He was out in like Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Gene Hackman.
And they were doing that show, Your Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Really?
And he was there enjoying some green chili.
Just happened to be there?
I think he must have a home in New Mexico. Why wouldn't you if you could?
Well, a mutual friend of ours was sharing that she was out for drinks the other night, and a friend of hers... the husband was driving them from bar to bar to bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that husband, Chicago White Sox third baseman Bill Melton.
She's hanging out with Bill Melton's wife?
Yeah. Just hanging out, drinking. And she was joking like, oh, so you're our Uber driver. Apparently he didn't care for that joke. Welcome.
Didn't he win a home run title one year?
Yeah, he was. The home run, yes, 1971, I believe.
Yeah.
Retired from acting.
Now we're talking about Gene Hackman, not Bill Melton.
2008, apparently.
Bill Melton's got to go back to work here. Doesn't he still do the pre-games and post-games?
Boy, I hope so. I'm a big fan.
Your White Sox going to be any good this year?
Going to be really good. Going to be really good this year.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. You think they'll win more than the Cubs?
I th-
You think they'll win more games than the Cubs?
I mean, I don't really follow the National League. But,
it's not your league. don't follow the National League. It's just the other tab over.
Oh.
You just hit that little tab.
That seems very confusing to me. Who's playing third base for your Cubs this year?
Probably Chris Bryant, if not that Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado's not coming to the Cubs. Stop.
Maybe Bill Melton.
Well,
I can't get down for those grounders anymore. I understand. I get it, Bill Melton. I understand you can't do it.
That's going to do it for this installment.
It's not the getting down. It's the getting back up.
It's true. That's so true.
That's the hardest
getting
part.
Getting down. That's
a breeze. I can die for the ball. I'm not getting back up.
I need everybody.
Everyone.
It'll fix itself if I just lie like this.
I'm just
going
to lay here for a while and roll around.
Until we get a chance to do it again. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is what the Quad Cities rep is about. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Oh, yeah. Yes!